chapter 1, we find the story in a little different perspective than what you heard before. And this part of the story tends to focus on Mary and Joseph. So we look at Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. And as we have been preaching, that was from, if he's following along, that was from the New King James Version. I should read fairly closely with the King James Version you might have. As you might recall, I recently preached a message entitled The Order of Marriage, which if you missed that, as some might be listening online here in a little while, it's at the Marysville 3CU, Marysville, the number 3CU.org website in the message section. We have a library of sermons out there so people can relate back and connect things together. But in that message, we spoke about the order of marriage, how it was you leave mother and father, you cleave to your spouse, which is kind of the marriage part, the commitment part, and then comes the act of marriage. The two shall become one flesh. The consummation of marriage. It's in that order. So as you have that in mind, you can think of this story that in this scriptural account, Mary and Joseph were in the process. The betrothal was binding at that time. So you kind of think of it from the standpoint as the marriage ceremony lasted more than a few minutes. There was a commitment. And they hadn't set up house and they hadn't consummated the marriage, any of that. But the commitment, there was a binding there. And so, there became a problem here. So, our first point is that Mary is pregnant of the Holy Spirit. And we found that in verse 18. It says, she was found the child of the Holy Spirit. Now, put yourself in the mindset of Joseph. He's not been visited yet from the angel. All he knows is his wife to be, his promised wife, she's pregnant. So what's he supposed to think? Something's happened that he wasn't involved in. He doesn't understand, but she's pregnant. She's pregnant. But see, it says she was with child of the Holy Spirit. Now, we won't expound upon the theological point here, but we will state it, is that Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. And you see Mary as this vessel at this point, and you see the Holy Spirit, and Jesus humbled himself and limited himself, so to speak, into this container. But she's pregnant with the Holy Spirit. So there's a little bit of a challenge here. Now I'm reminded of the scripture. Maybe you might not have thought about this, but this was prophesied very early. And if you turn to the book of Genesis chapter 3, I'm going to read to you verses 14 and 15. So the Genesis chapter 3, you might remember, is at the time of what we call the fall. Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden. And Satan was there tempting. And in Genesis chapter 3, 14, so the Lord said to the serpent, you might recall that Satan had come into the serpent. The Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. This is prophetic. Because think of it. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. It speaks to the crucifixion. So we speak to the birth, and between your seed and her seed, the virgin birth, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And we'll start linking that to the crucifixion. But I just wanted to let you know that there's that linkage, and you'll find other prophetic scriptures about Jesus' birth. But see, she is a virgin. She is a virgin. And it says in the scripture, we'll come back to scripture in a minute, but Jesus is not born in sin. This is important. He is born sinless. And that allows him to become the sacrifice for our sins. Because remember, as we see that type of sacrifice in the Old Testament, the lamb was shed. It has to be the shedding of blood for the remission of sins. Scripture says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And they had to continually shed this lamb, but the lamb had to be spotless. And so Jesus needed to be born sinless. And we know he didn't commit sin, but he had to be born sinless. And this comes through the virgin birth. So that was point number one. Mary is pregnant, but it's of the Holy Spirit, so born of a virgin. There's another part to that story, and we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's see, we're back to Joseph now, and point two, Joseph's quandary. Joseph has a quandary. Had his betrothed cheated on him? Now, there's all kinds of excuses, right? How would you take, you know, the whole excuse of, well, I have a baby, but it's of the Holy Spirit. That might throw you just a little bit. Is that one that you would think of that, you know, he's in a quandary here. Something's happened. It's not happened right. And he's got to consider his options. Because one of his options is to report her. And she'd be stoned. Because she committed a form of adultery. Or at least she could have, as far as he knew. Something was wrong here. It wasn't in the right order. It wasn't me. Because it says in verse 19 that Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. He's trying to figure out what to do. He's trying to be just, but he's trying to have compassion. He's trying to show mercy. He has that character, that attitude. And as he has this justice and mercy together, and he contemplates those things, we find then the angel comes to him. He didn't go down the path of angry. I want my pound of flesh, and if she's going to treat me that way, I'm going to have her stoned. That was his option. So he's struggling with what needed to be, he knew it wasn't right, there was some justice, And he's trying to find that way to show mercy, justice, and the compassion. Sounds like admirable characters for the earthly father of Jesus. In the 20th verse, we find, "But while he thought about these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." And so, this point, God is with us. Emmanuel is God with us. One of my sons sings a song, Mary, Did You Know? Wow, God with you. See, Joseph's asked to be the father, the earthly father of God with us. This baby that has could be in danger physically, so to speak. You know, they had to flee and all that people. But he's there to provide for God with us. He's Emmanuel. In verse 24, as we read, but see, it goes on to say, then Joseph being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. You realize that really what happened here, this is the title of the sermon, is the adoption of Jesus. See, Mary did things, it would perceive from the public, out of order. Joseph's shared now, taking on, and he takes her as his wife. People might have been doing the math, as we would say, and trying to figure things out, but he took her as his wife. He stepped into the role of fatherhood of the child that he was carrying, this God with us. He adopted Jesus. The interesting thing is in him adopting Jesus, Jesus had a heavenly father. Joseph became the adopted father of Jesus. Jesus, through coming as a babe and dying on the cross, makes it provisions, as Scripture says, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But what's that all turned about in? That we can become joint heirs with Jesus, because now we become the adopted sons and daughters, adopted joint heirs with Jesus. So Jesus, who was adopted by Joseph, enables us to be adopted by God. The adoption of Jesus enables our adoption. So, if we think about the standpoints of Mary is pregnant of the Holy Spirit, Joseph has a quandary, but it's God with us that they're dealing with. It's Emmanuel. Joseph adopts him. And there's another tidbit in here. It says in verse 25, and verse 24, I'll read it again. Then Jesus, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Because the Scripture said she would be born of a virgin. Joseph suspended the consummation of the marriage. Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin throughout. These little pieces and the birth story are tremendously important. The virgin birth is tremendously important. He needed to be sinless. But he had a mother and a father on this earth. And a heavenly father. And even on Christmas, we need to remind ourselves of these little truths. We know these truths. We understand these truths. We've heard the story. But I told you the story not too long ago about your district superintendent, Joe Duvall. Remember? Some of you might not have been here. He went to a funeral of an unchurched family, and he preached the sermon. He called it the mini sermon or the mini story of Jesus. And a young lady came up to him afterwards and asked, "Where can I get the long story? The full story? Is it out on Amazon, on ebooks, so I can download it yet, or is it not that published yet? Where is it available?" That was the short story. "Where's the long one? I'd like to get that book. I'd like it to be available so I can read it." So we think about, how can anybody not know? They don't know. She was sincere. She wanted more of the story. We have it. Everybody doesn't. Not everybody understands what Christmas is about. Not everybody understands the significance of the virgin birth. They don't understand the challenges that Mary went through and how she was possibly looked at and how she was in danger of death. And Joseph stepped in, and with grace and mercy, he determined that he was going to find that way and demonstrated his character for God. And God said, "Go ahead, take her as your wife." He entrusted them. He entrusted them. So we talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. They talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. But Mary had a father. His name was Joseph. Mary had a father. Jesus had a father. His name was Joseph. Because what did Jesus do on the side? What would he do before he entered his ministry? He was a carpenter. Who taught him that? His dad. His earthly dad. So this morning, as you contemplate this Christmas time, be reminded of what we're celebrating in the birth of Jesus, born of a virgin. The story's not just there, it ties it to Easter, because it enables us to be adopted by God as joint heirs with Jesus, just as Jesus came and was adopted by Jesus. Let us be standing together. Had you been adopted into the family of God?